Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Ches Tzadi. We are up to Sif Dalet, the last line on page Ayin Gimel. We're about to turn on to page 146. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalet, Ein levarachin al haner ad shei oso l'oro. One cannot make the bracha on the ner motzei Shabbos ad shei oso l'oro. That's the lashon of the Gemara. What does it mean, says the Mechaber? Dehainu sheyia samuch lo b'chdei sheyucha lahakir ben matbeya medina zo l'matbeya medina acheres. Says the Mechaber, that means you can't make the bracha on the ner until you are close enough to the ner that you can use the light of the ner to differentiate between a coin from this Medina and a coin from that Medina. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Beis, Dehainu Shia Samuch, Va'afilu Im Homer Chutz Labayis, even if you're standing outside the house, Kol Sheha'or Gadol, so long that the or is big enough, Sheyucha Lahakir B'makom Sheome, that you can recognize from the place that you are standing, Nikri Dover Zeh Nene L'Oro V'yachol L'Varech. That's called being Nene L'Oro, and you can make the bracha from that position. Now, before we read Sif Katan Yud Gimel, we're going to read a note in the back of the Sefer, which is very, very Lamaisa, very, very important. And that is on page 26, note number 12, a beautiful Pashut Adiyak in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that you should be samuch lo b'chdei sheyuchal, in order that you should be able to make the differentiation between the coins. So in note 12 and page 26, he writes, Miloshon ze mashma, she shedai b'mashe nimtza samuch lo'or b'ofen sheyuchal lahakir b'mapeya l'mapeya. From the language of the Mechaber, it's mashma that it's enough that you're close enough to the or that you're theoretically able to differentiate between the coins. Af im eino nene bepoel meor haner meitaam macherim. Even though practically you're not getting benefit from the light, but you're close enough that you theoretically could benefit from the light. Kegon, for example, what's the case that you theoretically can get benefit, but practically you can't? Bishosh or hachashmal dolek. You're making Havdalah and the lights are on. Shalamaisa ain't who nedem or haner. Who are you kidding? You're not really getting Hanah from the light of the candle. The lights are on in the room, but you're close enough to get Hanah. The clear mashmos of the Mechaber is that's good enough. V'chein hoya ha-chazanish noeg. That was the mig of the chazanish. Shalo l'chabos es orach hashmal b'shas birchas borim or heish. He did not turn off the electric lights when he made the bracha borim or heish. You don't have to actually be benefiting from the fire. You only have to be close enough that you theoretically could benefit. V'chein nog ha-stipler as well. Then he says, V'af osam anohogim l'chabos es orach hashmal b'zman birchas haner. Obviously there are those who are knowing to turn off the lights by the bracha on the ner, but even those people who are normally knowing to turn off the lights, says Rosh Hashanah Orbach, when it's Yontif, that's Chal Motzei Shabbos. Again, Yak Nahaz is our favorite case. Shabbos is going into Yontif. So, She'iyesher l'chabos as-or. In that case, you obviously can't turn off the lights. So, Yivarchu birchas haner below l'chaboso. Then everyone's going to agree that you will make the bracha without extinguishing the lights. But that is the diuk that the post can make in the Mechaber, that the Mechaber says, you have to be samuch b'chtei sheyuchal lahakir. Close enough that you theoretically could be makir, but doesn't have to be practical, and therefore the lights could be on. But again, everyone can follow their custom. When the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Gimel, second to last line on page Ayin Gimel, the Alkein, and therefore, im hu yotzei bebirchas avdola me'acherim, if you are listening to avdola and being yotzei through someone else, you want to be yotze not only with his avdala but also with his bracha on the candle. You have to get close enough to the candle that you are at the position that you can get that benefit that is required. That way you can be yotze the bracha of borim mori ha'esh in the place where you are standing. And again, an important note number 13 reviews what we had previously. Sham kosav. Shimhu rachok mehaner. If you are at a big, a big Shabbos, and there's a lot of people by Havdol, and you're far away from the candle, the eino yachol ishtamish l'oro. You're not close enough that you could theoretically get benefit from the light. Lo yechavin lases bebirchas haner. Don't have kavanah to be yotzei with the bracha that the mavdil is making on the ner. Ela ya'acher es habracha la'achar havdalah k'shia samuch etzel haner. Rather, wait till the end of havdalah, as we discussed last night, finish havdalah, and afterwards go to the candle close enough and make your own bracha. That's what we learned previously. Now we go right to the Mechaber Sif Hei, top line on 146. Ein mevorachin al haner shelo shavas mimelechas avera. You can't make a bracha on a candle Motzei Shabbos unless it rested from melacha that was aser. Another way of saying that is, if there was an iser done with this candle on Shabbos, you can't use it Motzei Shabbos. You can only use Motzei Shabbos, a bracha on a ner, that there was no melachas aveira done with it. Lafuke or shehudlak l'chayu ulucholah. It's coming to exclude a case of a fire that was lit for a woman in childbirth or someone who is sick, which was a permissible lighting of a fire on Shabbos that you can use because that was not over a melachas aveira on Shabbos. Shekevan shelo hudlak l'aveira mevarchan alav. In those cases, for a chayu for a chola, it was not lit for an aveira, and therefore it is mutter. Aval im hidliko eino yehudi b'shabbos. Very important point here that we're going to take through the rest of the shir. If it is a candle that was lit by a guy on Shabbos, even though a guy's allowed to light candles on Shabbos, but a guy lit a candle on Shabbos, kevan shim hoya madliko Yisrael hoya over. Since if Yisrael would have lit that candle on Shabbos, he would be doing an aveira. So the guy did it, so he's not over an aveira, but lo shavas mi melechas aveira mikri. That's not called resting from melechas aveira. So a candle that a guy lit on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use, even though he didn't do an aveira, because since if a Jew would have done it, it would be an aveira, that candle is off limits. Ve'ein mevarachin al or shel avodas gilulim, and the last point the Mechaber says is, you can't make a bracha on the fire of avodas gilulim, of avodas zara. So let's see the Mishavura now, and then we'll see a very important bi'alocha as well. Sipkotun Yudalud. So the Mechaber said, you can't make a bracha on a candle that did any kind of melechas aveira. Says the Mishavura, afilu b'dievet lo yotza. Even if you did the bracha b'dievet, you're not yotze. Shelo shavas, sipkotun tezvav, hainu shehudlak b'isr b'shabbos. A candle that was lit b'isr on Shabbos is off limits for the candle for Abdullah. Afilu rak b'vein hashmashos. Even if it was only lit during b'vein hashmashos, which is a suffik yom, suffik laila, it's still off limits. The exception we said was if the fire was lit for a chayu or a chola, a woman in childbirth or someone that's sick, that would be permissible. Im ein bohem sakana, if the discussion is a chola or a chaya that are not in sakana, so dafka al yidei einu yehudi, would only be permissible if a goy lit the candle, because that's what's permissible for a goy to light it. Aval al yidei Yisrael, but for a Jew to light a candle, for someone that's not besakana, kevan sha osr lo lahadik bishvilam, since you are not allowed to light a candle for someone who's not besakana, mikri shalo shavas in ulachas aveira. Aval kishiyesh bohem sakana, but someone who's besakana, afilu al yidei Yisrael, then obviously you're allowed to light a candle for Yisrael who's besakana, and that candle will be mutter. The kol shekein al yidei einu yehudi, and certainly if the candle was not lit by a Jew, it was lit by a guy, for someone that was besakana, that's for sure going to be fine. The ein chiluk beinim hidlik lahachol mimiduras Yisrael or mimiduras shalatzmo. It doesn't matter if the guy lights the candle from an existing fire of the Yisrael or from an existing fire of the guy. Kevan shulutzarach Yisrael ubeheter hudlok. Since it was lit beheter for Yisrael, it's going to be mutter. Sivkotan yud zayin. Then the Mechaber said the important case that if a guy lit a fire on Shabbos, even though for the guy it's mutter, but since if a Jew would have lit it on Shabbos, it would be considered an aveira, so the guy's candle is off limits as well. Says the Mishavur Yozayin, Midliko, Einu Yehudi, Hainu Afilu Tzarech Atzmo, the guy lit a candle for himself, it did it totally beheter, B'Shabbos, the Katan Yurches, V'Afilu Im Ein Anu Yodim, mean if we're not sure when he lit it, Talina the Mistama Hidliko B'Shabbos, we are told that we assume that Mistama he lit it on Shabbos, if we're not sure, and therefore, that candle is off limits. We're going to come back to that in the next sif. Again, the halach over here is, a guy lit a candle even for himself, and it was mutter on Shabbos, but since if a Jew would have done the same thing, it would be be'isser, so that candle the guy lit is off limits. The last point that the Mechaber said in Sifhei was, you can't make a bracha on a fire of Avodah Zarah. So says the Mishabura Yotes, v'afilu im lo hudlok rak b'motzei Shabbos. Even if this candle for Avodah Zarah was lit on Motzei Shabbos, it's still usher. The reason it's aser is because it was lit in honor of Avodah Zarah. You can't get hana from something that was done for Avodah Zarah. But then he says, it can't be just a flame that was lit for Avodah Zarah. It has to be a flame that was attached to a ner or a coal of Avodah Zarah. The kevan shagacheles yes bo mamish. Since the coal has mamashes to it, v'ashalheves kshurabo, and the flame is connected to it, so chal ho iser gamal ashalheves. So since the iser is chal on the coal, it's also chal on the shalheves, even though the shalheves has no real mamashes to it. Therefore, you shouldn't make a bracha on it. Aval im Yisrael hidlik ner mi ner shel avodas gilulim. But if a Jew lit a candle from a candle of avodas zara, shari levarech aleh, that would be permissible for the Jew to make the bracha on it. De baze ein kama mashal shel iser raka shel heves lechud. Because here you have no mamashas of iser. It's a Jew's candle. All you have is the flame that was taken from avodas zara. That has no mamashas. That's not a problem. Vashel heves ein bo mamash. Shel heves has no mamashas. It's fine. Not a surprise, even though it's fine, it's not the best way to get your Havdalah candle lit from a candle that was lit for Avodah Zarah. Ella, deem hidlik, if it was done, so rashai levarech alei. You would be allowed to make the bracha on your candle that was lit from an Avodah Zarah candle, ayin sham. Now there's a very important bir halacha over here, on 146, he says, "Ein mevarchen al aner shelo shavas." I the mishabura dafil b'devil lo yotza. We said if it was a candle that was lit by Isser on Shabbos, so that candle is not allowed to be used for havdalah, and even b'devil you're not yotze. Says the biralocha, "V'hu me'amogin Avram." V'kosa b'chedushi Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, "Ditzorech lachzor ulevarich bari priagothen." Remember, when you make havdalah, you first make a bari priagothen on the wine, and then you make the other brachos. So if you made a bracha on a candle that was usser, because malacha was done with it on Shabbos be'isser, so that bracha is an invalid bracha, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, the tzarech lachzor levar by pragofen. Not only do you have to go ahead and repeat a new bari mirayesh on a proper candle, you lost your bari pragofen. Kevan de birchas maori ha'esh beirach loyotza. Since the bracha on the candle was in the middle, between the bracha on the ayin and the drinking of the ayin, and you made a bracha that was a waste, memela have a hefsek ben bari pragofen. So you made a hefsek between your bari pragofen and your drinking. You made a bracha levatala. So therefore, you would have to repeat the bari pragofen. Interesting note over here, note number 20. So here, the Chavetz Chaim seems to be going with this Rabbi Kiva Eger. Omnam le'inyan mishe kidei shubira bari pragofen ala kos. But lagabi a case that we had previously, one made kiddush. He made bari pragofen on the coast. V'nimsa shi koshal mayim. He realized he made a little mistake, and it was a cup of water. So we learned earlier in the Mishabura, B'Shein Magen Avram, She'afal Pisha Tzar L'Kadei Sheinis Al Kos Yayin, even though you weren't Yotzei Kiddush Al Yayin, you have to make another Kiddush, Mikomokom Im Hoysa Daito B'Tchila Lishtos Yayin Nosav Melvad Kos HaKiddush. If you had in mind to drink other wine besides the Kos that you were holding, which turned out to be water, so Ein Hu Tzarech Lachzor Levarech Bari Pragofen Al Kos HaShniya. You don't need to make a new Bari Pragofen. So here you also, a bracha pragofen you made, so it's covering other wine you can have later, but lemaisa, you made a bracha levatala. You made a bracha of kiddush on water, you have to make a new kiddush again, but here, the Mishabura brings the Magen Avraham that you don't have to make a new bracha pragofen. They're both the same idea, you made a bracha pragofen, and before drinking, you made a bracha levatala in the middle, so why is the Mishabura going with the Rekiv Eger over here, and he's going with the Magen Avraham over there? Elorak lachzor l'kadei shalei. All you have to do over there, says the Mishnah Berurah, and the Magen Avraham, is make kiddush again. Limrosha kiddush harishon hisik bein birchas bari pragofen l'shtia. And you made a hesek between your bari pragofen and your drinking. V'rak b'shar tzion sham kosav shahar l'kiv eger pikpik vazeh. He just brings out, Kiva Eger disagrees with this, but Be'ikir, he's passed at the Magen Avraham. Here he seems to be going to the Kiva Eger, seems to be a stira. So if you look at the next paragraph in note number 20, so they explained the chiluk from Shlomo Zalman that b'tam Magen Avraham shelo choshash lehesek b'kiddush. The reason why the Magen Avraham or the Mishabura brought the Magen Avraham was not worried about the hesek over there, says Shlomo Zalman, is shekevan shekenu seder habracho shemikachim lifnei te'ima. You always have to make a bayar pragofen. You have to make a bracha of kiddush before you drink. Shari osar lecho kolim shekadish. You're not allowed to eat or taste anything before you make kiddush. So doma hadover lemish omar batos have a melech. So it's like you said a mistake, bring salt. In other words, the bracha you made was an absolute necessity to be there. So even though you messed up, so that's going to be okay. Mashenki, in the case of Avdalah, as we said already a few times, the bracha on the ner doesn't have to be there. Your yotzei Havdalah 100% if you don't make a bracha on the ner at all. And therefore, if you stick the bracha of the ner in and you mess up, that will be a bracha of Avdalah, it will be a hefsek. So this is how they bring down a Shlomo Zalman, that he's mechalek, that the Mishabura seems to go to Magen Avraham in one place, and Rekiv Eger in another place. It depends what it is. When the bracha that you're saying as a bracha levatala is a bracha that's absolutely required, and there's no way out, you have to make kiddush before you get a drink, So even if you messed up in that bracha, it will not be considered a hefsek. He goes to the Magen Avraham. But over here, the bracha on the Nair is not part of Havdalah. We happen to put them together, but you can make the bracha on the Nair before, you can make it afterwards. So if that bracha of Atala is in the middle, it's not a bracha that's absolutely necessary. There, Shlomo Zalman says that the Chavetz Chaim is going to be eager, that it would be a suffix, and you would repeat the Bray Pergofen. A beautiful question, a nice chiluk. You maybe could argue with it, but let's go weiter. We're in the Mechaber now, in Sivov. Eino Yehudi Shehidlik B'motzoi Shabbos Mi'Yisrael. So you have here a guy that lit his candle, Motzei Shabbos, from Yisrael's candle. O Yisrael me'eno Yehudi. Or Yisrael lit his candle, Motzei Shabbos, from a goy's candle, Mevorchen Alav. So it gets a drop confusing. It all works out nicely. If a goy lights his candle from a Jew's candle, Motzei Shabbos, or a Jew lights from a goy, either way, that's fine. Aval eino Yehudi, shehidlik me'eno Yehudi, ein Mevorchen Alav. But if one goy lights his candle from another goy's candle, that's not allowed. And we'll see exactly what's going on over there in the Mishnah Berurah. But Motzei Yom Kippur is a little different. We will not make a bracha on a candle that was lit by a Jew from a goy. So let's see. We'll get clarity in the Mishnah Berurah. It seems a little shady. What's going on over here exactly? So says the Mishnah Berurah in Sekoton Chof, Shehidlik b'motzei Shabbos miYisrael, a goy who lit from a Yisrael motzei Shabbos, that's fine. Kamash molon bazeh. The Mechaber is coming to tell us by this halacha, after ein mevarchan al or shehidlik ha'enu Yehudi me'enu Yehudi. Like we saw in the next case, you can't make a bracha on a candle that one guy lit from another guy. Af b'motzei Shabbos, right? Shehidlik ha'enu Yehudi me'enu Yehudi acher af motzei Shabbos. So guy one lights from guy two motzei Shabbos, that's off limits. Even though the hood looked the heter, even though it was lit the heter, ukil kamei, like we'll see later, hasam mishum de gazrina ato eno Yehudi rishon shuadliku b'Shabbos. So the case later, the third case is a guy lit a candle on Shabbos, and now another guy after Shabbos takes some fire from his candle to light another candle. So even though the second candle was lit after Shabbos, that we asserted a gzeri might take the first guy's candle, which was lit on Shabbos, which we learned in the last halacha is not allowed. So when it's guy to guy, even though the second guy didn't really do anything wrong, that would ask for Abdullah, we have Xavier, don't use the second guy's candle that was lit after Shabbos from the first guy's candle, because you might use the first guy's candle that was lit on Shabbos, which is Aser. Shelo yavo levarach al ora, we don't want you to come to make a brach on the first person's candle. Aval hacha, but over here, where it's going from a Yisrael to a guy, lo shayach ze, it's not shayach this, what are we going to make a Xavier on the guy's candle, you might make the bracha on the Jew's candle. The Jew's candle was lit after Shabbos also. Everything was lit after Shabbos. Ulakach mutter. Umari shlohidlik ha'enu Yehudi ha'ner b'mesibas enam Yehudim acherim. But a very important point, it has to be that the guy that's lighting his second candle from the Yisrael's candle is not involved in any kind of avodah zara gathering. The ilav hachi, because if not so, Amrin, and then we obviously say, stam mesibas ovde gilulam avodah gilulam. A stam gathering of eating of the goyim is for avodah zara. Va'asal avarach alaner will be also to make a bracha on that candle. Ukilel b'simen reish sadi zayim sif beiz l'inyan b'samim. Like we saw earlier by b'samim, same idea by Yanir. If there's a mesibas ovik achavim, you assume it's avodah zara, off limits. But again, to summarize, and we'll keep seeing the same idea again, that if a goy lit after Shabbos from a goy's candle that was lit on Shabbos, you can't make a brach on the second one, even though it really should be okay, because if it's Xera, you might use the first goy's. But if it's a goy Jew or a Jew goy, so we don't make the Xera. So we discussed in the first case where the goy lit from the Jew's candle. So the Jew's candle was lit after Shabbos, and then the goy took from the Jew. So the goy's is mutter, and there's no gzeira because the Jew's is also mutter. So obviously that's good. Sif kodon chaf alef goes in the next case. O Yisrael meino Yehudi. If a Jew gets it from a guy, it's also okay. Hainu. Afilu im haino Yehudi hidlok aner shalo b'Shabbos. Even if the goy lit his candle on Shabbos, which is aser, afilu hachi shari, still it's mutter to use the Jew's candle that was lit from that goy's candle. Deho ayidei hadlokas hayisrael nitosef or shal heter al mikza. Because when the Jew lights his candle from the guy's candle, there's added light of heter that goes to the Jew's candle you're making the bracha on. You're making the bracha on the added light of heter. So the guy lit it on Shabbos, that's aser, but the Jew then lit from that on Motzei Shabbos, and there's added fire as he lights the new fire. It keeps rejuvenating itself, and therefore you're making a bracha on the added light that was on the heter. But goy to goy is aser. Why don't you say over here, the second guy did nothing wrong. He took the fire from the guy who lit it on Shabbos, but the second guy did nothing wrong. So why don't you say you're making the bracha on the new fire that came about Motzei Shabbos from the guy, which is really mutter? We don't say that over here. Why? Like we mentioned before, the Gazru Atu Einu Yehudi Rishon. You only can use the second guys because of Xeira. You might use the first guys. The second guys ain't a chanami. It should be mutter. But it's Xeira because since they're both goyim, you might come to use the first one. The after Gamal Haner Shal Einu Yehudi Arishon Hoye Evshem Min Adin Levarachalov. And even though also on the Nair of the first guy, it was possible Min Adin to make a bracha on. Why? Dani Tosef Motsoi Shabbos Olav Orshel Heter. Any fire that sticks around as Shabbos ends, it keeps rejuvenating itself and there's light of Heter that's coming out of it. Dimiteva Ha'esh Lios Nitosef Olav Tamid Or Chadosh. That's the nature of fire, is that it keeps increasing and getting bigger and new flames come up. So even a Stam Goy that lit on Shabbos, L'chore, really, even though we're coming out clearly in our sugya here, that's Aser, but really that should be Mutter. Because even though it was lit on Shabbos, when Shabbos ends and it stays a little time after Shabbos, it rejuvenates itself and it's really new fire that came after Shabbos. Still, Gazru Chachomim Atu Omer Harishom. The Chomedic Zera, don't use any Goy's fire that was lit on Shabbos, because even though if you wait a little bit after Shabbos, it might be okay, but you might use it the second Shabbos is over, and that's the fire that was just on Shabbos, and that's Aser. The Hainu Shiyova Levarach Samuch Hashecha. Miyad, you might make the bracha so close to nightfall right away, Ba'ot Shaloni Tosav HaHeter, before the Heter begins. So therefore, even though really, theoretically, the guy's fire from Shabbos should be okay if you wait a little bit more to Shabbos, but word, you might not wait, and therefore that's off limits. And therefore, the guy's fire that is lit from the first guy's fire is also off limits. The Kosovo Magen Avram, the B'dieved Yotza Bazeh, in this case, Yotzi B'dieved, the Einzer Lachzer Levarach, you don't go back on another bracha, Kevan De'enu El Mishum Gzeira. Again, the second guy's candle is only Gzeira, the first guy's candle, and therefore, that will be Mutter B'dieved. V'chein Kosovo Shari Achronim, that's what the other Achronim write as well. Sivkotan Chav Gimel, on the same thing, Einu Yehudi from Einu Yehudi, Ein Mevarachan Olav. Im Hotzi Ha'enu Yehudi, Eish Me'etzen Vavonim Mutzoi Shabbos. Let's say a guy lights a match, gets Eisim Vavona, makes a new fire on Motzei Shabbos, Mutter Levarich Borei Ma'ori Ha'esh Ha'osu Ha'esh, you are allowed to make a bracha on the Nair from that fire. Delo Shayach L'Migzer Kan, there's no Gzeira to make over here. Because again, the Gzeira is only when one guy took it from another guy, you might go to the first guy. There's only one guy over here, and he did it after Shabbos, which is Beheter, so it's Mutter. Avol, however, Im Hidlik Ha'enu Yehudi Nair Mizeh Ha'esh, if a second guy then lit from the first guy's fire that was lit after Shabbos, yesh letzadik lahachmir, maybe there's a tzad over there to be machmir. Da'osi lemichlev lahatir gam b'ner shehudlok b'ner shalosh shavas. Because if you're going to take from guy 2 after Shabbos, who took from guy 1 after Shabbos, it's really mutter, but you might have thought to make a gzeira. If you take from guy 2, who took from guy 1, who all lit after Shabbos, you might take from guy 2, who lit from guy 1, who lit it on Shabbos, a shikl gzeira l'gzeira, but we don't say that. And we come out that it is okay. Sivkotan Chav Dalad. Right, we came out, we said, it's Lo Shalom Mizgachan. Just read that again, let's say in the last line. Avam Hilkeinu Diner Mizeh Ha'esh. There is a Tzad to be Machmir over here. I said it was Mutter, I'm not saying it's Mutter. He's saying there is a Tzad to be Machmir over here, because you might come to mix it up and be Matir a case with the Goy that lit on Shabbos. So he's coming out with a Tzad to be Machmir. And Sivkotan Chav Dalad, going on the last point. And that was that Motzi Yom Kippur is different. Why is that? The din by Motzi Yom Kippur is that you cannot make a bracha on a nair that a Jew lit from the goy. We said Motzi Shabbos, that's fine. So why a Jew from the goy is Aser Motzi Yom Kippur? Says in Mishabura Chavdal Bibnei Sha'uro Shel Einu Yehudi Nasa B'Malacha. Lemaisa, the goy's fire was lit on Yom Kippur. Malacha was done with it. Shuluk B'Yom HaKippurim. The after the Motzi Shabbos Mevarach on Nerze, and even though Motzi Shabbos, you can make a bracha on a fire that was lit by a guy on Shabbos, and then a Jew took that fire afterwards, that's fine. Hasam Atam, the other reason is, Shu Mevarach HaTosefa Shel Heve Shel Heter. As we said before, you're making a bracha on that candle because of the added flames of Heter, Shenitosa, like that, Lokas Yisrael, by the Jew lighting from the guy, there's added flames of Heter that come on, and that's what you're making the bracha on. That's only Motzi Shabbos. However, HaTosefa Shazek, Kevin Shu Nolad Achshu, but that added flame that's coming after Shabbos is coming right now. That's like lighting a new fire Motzei Shabbos, because the flame is rejuvenating and getting bigger. So it's like a new fire from Motzei Shabbos. The mutter levarach alav on Motzei Shabbos. That's fine for Motzei Shabbos. Ma she'en came b'motzei Yom Kippurim, which is not the case on Motzei Yom Kippur. Mevur l'kamei b'sevches de'ein mevarach and alor hayotzei meitzim v'avodim. Just a reminder of what we had a few days ago. The difference between the bracha on fire on Motzei Shabbos versus Motzei Yom Kippur is Motzei Shabbos was celebrating the creation of fire. So you're allowed to light a new fire. On Yom Kippur, what we're doing is we're showing that as opposed to every other yontif where Ochel Nefesh is mutter, on Yom Kippur, Ochel Nefesh is aser, fire is aser. So we take a fire that was lit on Yom Kippur and not used, and now we're using a Motzei Shabbos to show the chiluk. And therefore, taking a fire that a goy lit on Yom Kippur, and now a Jew lit from him afterwards, the whole heter Motzei Shabbos is that when the Jew lights from the goy, there's new fire that comes about. You're making a bracha on, but Yom Kippur, that's exactly what you're trying to avoid. You know what? You can't make a bracha on a new fire. You can't light a match Motzei Yom Kippur. You have to make a bracha on a ner sheshavas. And this be'etzim is not sheshavas. If it was shavas, it was the goy's fire, which is done be'isr. The only tzad heter is that the Jew added to it, so there's new fire, but you don't want new fire. So therefore, a beautiful pshat, that's what the Mechaber says that a Motzei Yom Kippur, a fire that a Jew lit from a goy, would not be allowed. We will stop here and continue with Hashem next time with Siv Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.